I want to give you that information that we gave you at the beginning of the game about the sectional. Again, no game next week. Everybody in 5A gets a bye. So it's a four-team affair in sectional 11. Warsaw will host Goshen on November 1st. Kickoff at Fisher Field will be 7 p.m. Concord will be at Fort Wayne Northside that same night. That will start at 7:30. The winners then play on November 8th. If Warsaw wins and plays Concord, that game would kick off at 7 o'clock. If Warsaw wins and plays Northside, it would be at Fort Wayne, and it would be at 7:30. If Warsaw wins their first-round game, they're going on the road no matter what, just the way the bracket works out. So ticket information, I know you're thinking about that already. Just keep this in mind. We'll get you that information. We'll post it at warsaw-tigers.com. And remember, your season ticket, your all-sports pass, your football pass will not work for that game. It does not work for the Goshen game in the playoffs, okay? So just keep that in mind as you are planning for that night. If you're coming, that will be the tournament is run by the IHSAA. That ticket money goes to them, and your season ticket money stays and supports the athletes at Warsaw Community High School. So that's the difference. Warsaw will start with the ball here in the third quarter, assuming they can hang on to it. Again, Warsaw's fumbled the ball three times. If you count Reed's, actually that would be four. But Reed picked it up and made, well, the very best of it that you could. He ran it back 88 yards for a touchdown. Let's keep an eye on this now. Let's see if Chad Epley has something up his sleeve. If I was him, I'd be inclined just to kick it down the field. Don't kick it to 46, although kicking it to Tristan Wilson's no bargain. But your defense hasn't played that poorly. Again, 21 points, but Warsaw started four drives inside of Northridge territory. Here's Carr to kick it off from the 40 to our right. And he's going to kick it off deep, and this will be Reed, and he'll take it at the 16-yard line. He's the 20, 25, 30. There he goes again, 40, 45, 50. He's out in the open. 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. He's done it again. Tucker Reed, touchdown. Tucker Reed runs the opening kickoff of the third quarter back the distance. And again, it's 88 yards. And 13 seconds into the third quarter, bang. It is 27-6. Oh, my. And yes, that young man is a 10th grader. Well, here comes the extra point. Tigers are a man short.
I'm back.
And Smythe looking to go 4 for 4 on extra points on this night. Haubegger to snap it back to Villamo. There's the pass back. It's perfect. The snap, the spot, the kick, it's up, and it's good. 27-6, or 28-6, Warsaw. 11:47 left to go third quarter. We're going to just keep it here because we give Steve a chance to catch his breath back at the station. He just did halftime. He works harder during halftime than at any point during the game because the pregame show is laid out, the postgame show is laid out, and so halftime, he really works hard. So we're going to give Steve an extra minute to catch up with everything back at the station because Reed goes 88 yards for the score. I told you originally he picked it up at the 17. That was wrong. He picked it up at the 12. Unbelievable. So Reed with two kickoff returns for touchdowns, both of 88 yards, one in the second quarter and one here in the third. Unbelievable. Kid's dangerous. He is something. And he's going to continue to be something for a long time at Warsaw Community High School. I'm willing to say, and I may be ultimately proven wrong, but I feel pretty confident he's the only guy in Warsaw football history that's run back two kickoffs for a touchdown. I mean, you go back, when was the last time somebody earlier this season, Tristan Wilson ran one back against Goshen, 97 yards. Warsaw's got three of them now this season. Kickoff into the end zone by Smythe. And so here's Northridge backed up to their 20-yard line, now down 28-6. And they're looking around going, wow, doesn't feel like we played that poorly. The offense has done some good things, but they've run out of downs. They've given the ball back on downs three times. Their only touchdown was an interception return for a touchdown. So now Chad Epley's bunch has got to pull themselves out of this 22-point hole. And the sophomore, Carson Rumfelt, will start this drive from the near hash mark at the 20. Takes a snap, and he will give it off the last second, and that's going to be a loss. Cohen Heady blew up the play, although the official coming in from the far side is saying that he made it back to line of scrimmage. That is totally incorrect. Sherwood gets no gain on the play because they're going to mark the ball at the 20. He never made it past the 18. Second down and 10 coming up for Northridge. And again, they'll go quickly to the line of scrimmage. They've got a ways to go to get back in this game. Sherwood to the left of Rumsfeld. Takes a step, fakes the handoff, looking left, now looking right. He's going to roll to the right. He's going to be chased. He's going to throw it to the sideline, and it's going to be incomplete, I believe. Yes, incomplete. Pass intended over there for Nagy, and it's third down and 10. Boy, if the Tigers could get them off the field, three and out after running the kickoff back up by 28-6, Warsaw could put this thing to bed pretty quickly with another score. But Northridge has been pretty decent. They've completed some long passes on third down. They'll need third down and 10 here. Fake handoff. Blitz coming. Oh, and it goes right through the hands of Gorbel. I don't think he would have got the first down. He had the pass go through his hands at the 23. He had to get to the 30. And it's fourth down. And Tad Epley still with his arms folded on the near side. He's leaving the offense out there to try to get 10 yards. Sophomore Carson Rumfeld threw a good ball there. That had plenty of zip on it, and Gorbel just didn't catch it. They need to get to the 30. Rolling near side, Rumfeld looking, sets up. Going to fire it down the near sidelines. He throws it into the bench. He threw it over everybody's head and out of bounds, and Warsaw takes over at the Northridge 20-yard line with 10:56 left to go in the third quarter, up 28-6. So no yards gained, and Warsaw's offense is on the field. And the Tigers looking to stick a fork in this one right here, starting from the 20-yard line. Quint Brock from the far hash mark. Hoffert is the fullback, and it's going to be Hoffert up the middle for 1, 2, 3 yards to the 17. And he is stopped on the play by Elliott Fry. And Fry's a little slow to get up, and he's not going to get up until after the officials stop play and signal for athletic training staff members to come out onto the field, which they do. Fry says, I don't need you. I'm fine. But he still has to come out for at least a play. It'll be second down and 7 coming up for the Tigers at the Northridge 17. Warsaw going toward the south end of this beautiful field, Intera Field here at Northridge. Wings on either side, movement and whistles. And it looks like Northridge moved. And that's the call. the right defensive end, maybe that outside linebacker that we told you in the pregame show that likes to sneak up there, jumped early, and that's going to cost the Raiders 5. It'll still be second down, and that'll move the ball inside the 15-yard line to the 12. Now, wait a minute. The official is lined up to bring the ball towards Warsaw's side. He's facing the wrong way, and now the officials are talking. The official who threw the flag pointed immediately to Northridge and put his hands on his hips. This shouldn't be a big dispute. Offsides, defense. And now the official took one big step toward the middle of the field, and now he's got to turn around and go the other way. And Chad Epley is still not happy. So it'll be second down and 2 after the 5-yard penalty. And Morse has the ball on the left hash mark at the 12. And the clock runs again with 10:29 left to play in the third. And Warsaw up 28-6 at the moment. Option play left. And it's a late pitchback. Reed makes a man miss at the 7 and gets down inside the 4. And it'll be first and goal Tigers. Brock held it as long as he could. And right as he got to the line of scrimmage, he pitched it back to Reed. And Reed made kind of a jumped his feet backwards, let one defender go in front of him, and then got the first down yardage. First and goal from the 4 for the Tigers, looking to put a ceiling score on this football game. Looking for their 6th win of the season. Would be their 3rd in a row. From the left hash mark at the 4, Hoffert behind Quentin Brock. And it's Brock up the middle, and there's a flag that comes in. Felt like that flag was thrown like before the snap. Let's see. Illegal procedure against the Tigers. It's been a sloppy game. It's been a sloppy game that way. Neither coach is going to be happy about that when this game is over. That's going to back the ball up to the 9-yard line. 9:58 left to play in the third. Warsaw leading 28-6. Tucker Reed. The storyline tonight, 2 kickoff returns for touchdowns. Both of 88 yards. Clock runs again. First and goal from the 9. Brock from the left hash mark. Going to pitch it back to Davis. Looking for blockers. Gets hit at the 7. Goes down near the 5-yard line. I like that run by Evan a lot more, and we have an injured Raider down on the field. I like that run from Evan a lot more than some of his runs because he saw a hole. It wasn't a great hole, but it was the best he was going to get, and he was very decisive. And he ran up in there, and the Evan Davis of the early part of the season would have probably got a yard or maybe 2. Maybe would have got to the 7. Now he got those extra 2 yards. He gains 4 yards, and he's down at the 5-yard line. And it'll be second and goal for the Tigers from there. And the injured player for Northridge is up and coming off the field. That is Aiden Sloop, whose brother we saw on the offensive side of the ball. Second and goal Tigers. Leading 28-6. And the offensive coaches met with the entire team. Now send them into formation. Egoff is going to line up to very tight formation. Wings on either side, and Egoff lines up as the left wing. And it's a handoff up the middle. Hoffert to the goal line, and one official marks him down on the far side, and one says touchdown on this side. They're going to have a chat. The official on the near sideline raised his arms in the air. The other official came running in, pointing at the ground. These guys have not had a good game tonight. They have not communicated well. And the official on the far side had a lot of trouble marking the ball. They're going to mark him short. It's a gain of 3. It's too bad. There's been a lot of that going on tonight. Literally, they have an inch or two to get to the goal line. Let's see if they go to Hofford again for his second touchdown. Brock under center. Hofford again, touchdown. He walks into the end zone this time. Hofford goes in from 1 yard with 8:54 left to go, and it's 34-6 Tigers. And other than that interception return, Warsaw has dominated the football game. Robbie Hofford with his second touchdown of his career and this game. And now the point after for Smythe to make it an even 35. High snap, spot gets down, kick is up, kick is good. 8:54 to go, third quarter. Warsaw 35, Northridge 6, back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. 35-6 Warsaw. Remember, the Raiders were an extra point away from tying this game. That's when everything turned. Northridge got an illegal procedure penalty on the kick, had to back up 5 yards. They missed the kick, and then Warsaw took over from there. Tucker Reed with a kickoff return for a touchdown, and then another as Smythe boots the kickoff, and this will be in the end zone for another touchback. Raiders to the 20 again, down 35-6. And again, Warsaw with another drive that time that started in Raider territory. Northridge continues to go for it on fourth downs, and it has not worked out for them at all. And Warsaw now with 5 drives that have started on the Northridge side of the 50. And Warsaw has cashed in. I'll figure that out here in just a little bit. How many they've scored on? Most of them. Rumfelt takes the snap, hands off. Sherwood runs into Flores Ortega and backs his way across the 20 to the 23-yard line. Matthew gets credit for the tackle. Second down and 7 coming up for Northridge. Northridge gets Mishawaka in the first round next week in 4A. Warsaw gets a bye and will host Goshen 2 weeks from tonight. When the calendar flips to November, Rumfeld again hands off to Sherwood. He's going to get hit behind the line of scrimmage. He's still going, but he's going to be thrown for a huge loss. 3-yard loss back to the 20-yard line. And how many guys do you want to talk about being at the bottom of this pile? Petty, Nelson, Schultz is down there too. Loss of 3, and it's 3rd down and 10 coming up for the Raiders. They've got to get the ball right to the 30-yard line to get a first down. 3 wideouts to the near side, 1 on the far. Single coverage all around for the Tigers. Rumfeld slaps his hands, takes a knee-high snap, drops the throw, looking, now slips out of the pocket. He's going to be pressured, throws it, and it's going to be incomplete. Oh, what a play. Tristan Wilson had that one all lined up, but Nagy actually reached out and knocked the ball away from Wilson, or he'd have had an interception and maybe have gone the distance. And now it's 4th down, and the Northridge offense is staying right out there. Chad Epley figures at this point, what does it hurt? They need 10 to keep the drive going. Otherwise, they give the ball to the Tigers at the 20. Oh, now Rumfeld is going to back up. And he's going to punt the ball down the field. Warsaw didn't have anybody back. It lands at the Northridge 44 and is touched at the 33. A bit of a Bronx cheer there by the Northridge fans. With 7:45 left to play in the third quarter. And Warsaw taking over again. Their 6th drive to start in Northridge territory. this time at the 43. 35-6 Warsaw. JV game tomorrow at 10 at Fisher Field, their last game of their season. We'll give you an update also on the sub-varsity teams after this play and tell you how they've been doing this season. Quentin Brock under center, takes the snap, and whistles sound at the snap. And illegal procedure against the Tigers. And that's going to drive those offensive coaches crazy. There's five more yards that the Tigers lose. The JV is 3-4-1 when they host Northridge tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Fisher Field. The freshman team had a good year, 7-2. And they will be at they won at Northwood last night, 22-16. And they finish up their season. And we'll see some of those freshmen next year on the varsity, probably. And there'll be a lot of holes to fill. It's a big senior class. First and 15, Brock's going to keep it. Going to try to get to the right. It's strung out, and he will dive forward and get to the 40 or to the 45-yard line, which would be a gain of three. I'm sorry, not three. That's a gain of four, where they put the ball at the 44, second down 11. Still a long way to go in this game, 7:20 left, but a score here would kick in the running clock, which, to be 100% honest, I didn't think this would be that kind of score. But with Northridge going for it so many times and not making it in their own end, it's not worked out great. Tucker Reed, pitch left. He'll turn up field. He'll break one tackle and then get bent over backwards at the 40-yard line. That's a gain of four more yards for Tucker, and that's the shortest. I think he's set the fewest yards he's touched. Yeah, that's his shortest gain of the night. 10, 7, 4, 88, 88. Third down and 7 coming up for the Tigers. 6.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Warsaw with a 35-6 lead. Play clock at 10 as the Tigers get to the line of scrimmage. Two wide outs to the right, wings on either side. Brody Duncan back in the game, and Duncan's got the handoff against flags come in. Warsaw continues to rack up the penalties. This will be five more yards for them. And that'll be eight penalties for 50 yards for the Tigers here in the first three quarters of the game, two and a half quarters. We always chart the penalties, and Warsaw is averaging less than 41 yards a game in penalties. It's a little more than you'd like, but not unreasonable. But they've had some false start penalties here tonight that have not been helpful. Third down and 12. Option play left, and this is Brock, and he breaks a tackle, breaks another, inside the 35, to the 30, to the 25, and it gets tackled from behind, down at the 20-yard line. Mark him right at the 20-yard line. It's a 25-yard gain for the Tiger quarterback, and another first down for Warsaw with 5:54 left to play in the third, Warsaw leading 35-6. Brock with, again, a good decision. And when he made up his mind to go, he went. And went as fast as he could. And Northridge couldn't catch him until he was behind them. Ball at the 21-yard line. Ball in the middle of the field headed toward the south end zone. Are the Tigers? Brock, handoff, Duncan up the middle. And he gets bent over inside the 20 to the 18-yard line. Tiger Talk tomorrow starts at 9 a.m. Mark Curtis will be there. We'll have players this week. Next week, we give football the week off. So we'll be talking to Clive Scott of girls soccer, Jack Carpenter of the girls golf team, and we'll see who's available because right now, boys soccer may still be playing. They've got a big matchup at Kokomo tomorrow against Lafayette Harrison. Volleyball, I think we all expect them to still be playing next week. Brock up the middle. Duncan bounces off one guy and then gets thrown backwards. They give him forward progress to the 15-yard line. Gain of three. Third down coming up for the Tigers. Third down and we'll call it four. It's been a frustrating night for Northridge and some of their fans expressing some of that frustration. Warsaw's got to get the ball to the 11 to get a first down. They're certainly in field goal range. Tight formation here. Wideouts on either side, but only a few yards from the end of the line. And they give to Duncan again, and he'll dive forward, and he did not get the first down. He needed four. He got three. He stopped at the 12, and it's fourth and one. Let's see what Bart Curtis wants to do here. And the offense is staying on the field. They need a yard to keep going. With 3:40 left in the third, up 35-6. The Northridge fans trying to give their defense some encouragement. Duncan again goes left, makes a good move, gets inside the 10 and down to the 70-yard line. 5 yards for Brody Duncan and another Tiger first down. And for Warsaw, how many first downs is that tonight, Austin? 16? Dipping in the Alder for Bergen. Riley Kids Fund Bunny again. $2 for every first down. We thank the people from Bobcat of Warsaw for their donation on the Kicking for Riley program. 3:11 left, third quarter. Warsaw 35, Northridge 6. Warsaw hurries to the line of scrimmage. Play clock is at 7. Duncan in the backfield behind Brock, and it's going to be Duncan, or it's going to be Brock keeping it this time. He runs into one man at the line of scrimmage. He gets pushed back from the 1 yard line back to the 2. 5 yard gain there for Quinton. That'll be second down and goal for the Tigers. When Brock turned upfield, I really thought he was going to score, but he got stood up, right? He lost his forward momentum. They tell you to run low, and he got tall right there. Second and goal from the 2. Ball inside the left hash mark. Running down towards 2:20 left to go here in the third. Warsaw looking for another score. And they hand off to Duncan, and he dives toward the goal line, and he's in. Touchdown. Brody Duncan scores, and the clock now will run with 2:10 left to go here in the third quarter, and Warsaw running away with it. It is 41-6. Smite now for the point after. Looking for his 6th extra point. He came into the game 30 of 32, and the only two he missed were blocked. Snap, spot, kick is up, book it, 42-6, Warsaw. 1:27 clock running here in the third quarter. They're going to stop it here for the change of possession. Come back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. We are so grateful for our good friend Steve Scott back at the radio station. Doing what he does, 42-6, Warsaw. 1:26 left to play here in the third. And the running clock will kick in here now for the rest of the game. Smythe, a high kick. This one's going to be returned. This is, bobbled at the 3. 20, 25, 30, 32-yard line. And that's as far as the returner got. And that's where Northridge takes over first down and 10. Again, Northridge intercepted a pass, a screen pass, and ran it for a touchdown back in the second quarter. And all they had to do was make the extra point to tie the game. They didn't. They missed it. They had a 5-yard penalty that backed them up, and the kicker Carr hooked it left. And since then, it's been all Tigers. And a play-action fake and a dump out to the right. Got a man, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, up the sideline, 35, 30, 25, 20, makes a man miss, and he's going to go all the way for a touchdown. 69 yards on the pass, and we have two players, one from each team, injured. in the path of that touchdown run. One of them is Fletcher Pohl. He's able to get up and get off the field, but he's clearly laboring. And so a 69-yard little dump-off pass on the very first play. And Northridge scores their first offensive touchdown of the football game. We'll ask our friend Steve Crawley. Steve, who was that that caught that? It was, okay. Hostetler. We told you at the beginning of the game he was dangerous. It shows you why right there. Now for the point after. Carr looking to boot it through. This is going to run us down to the end of the third quarter, by the way. Snap, spot, kick is up, and the kick is good. And that'll do it for the third quarter. Warsaw 42, Northridge 13. We start the fourth after this on News Now Warsaw.